That's awesome. He did, and he's here with us right now, the winner of the 22nd annual Boyd Gaming.
Second.
What did he say? Driver of the number 42 DC Solar Chevrolet, and that's Kyle Larson with crew chief Mike Shiplett and son Owen. We'll start with you, Kyle. Clearly, you could race through the field pretty easy. We saw that, and I think was stage two or the final stage, and a great battle with Christopher there in stage one. So maybe just take us through the race and how it feels to come out at the victor.
Yeah, our race was really good. The first run, I think on scuffs, we were just really, really, really tight loading into the corner and a little bit tight on exit as well. And you had a lot of fun with Christopher racing. He was able to beat me there at the end to win the stage. But I figured once we got stickers on, I'd be better, which we were. And we kept adjusting on all race. I still, I fought, a tight issue the first, two stages. But it seemed like once we got into the third stage, you were really good. A little bit tight there, I think, that first run we had. And then we had that bad pit stop, and that's really when our car got better. And I was able to go from eighth to the lead, I don't know, in 15 laps or so. And, I was actually pretty loose, which I liked because I could be more aggressive. So we were able to get to the lead there. And then, if it was going to go green at the end there, I was, going to be a little short on fuel. So I just started saving as much fuel as I could, and felt like we'd be, good to get to the checkered, and then we had the caution, and lost a spot on pit road to Reddick there, and then had a couple really good restarts there at the end with some good pushes from Bell to get to the lead, and then Allgaier to maintain the lead. So, got to thank those two for helping get us to the lead. But Shiplett and all the guys built an amazing race car. Was neat to get DC Solar their first victory here in the Xfinity Series. So happy about that, and just really thrilled with just how fast our car was all weekend.
And Mike, from your vantage point, take us through the race from the top of the box.
Just kind of like how Kyle said, we were fighting a tight condition. We tried working on with air pressure so we didn't lose any time on the pit stops the way with the person down this year. One less person on pit road, it takes a little bit longer to make adjustments. So we had a couple of mistakes on pit road. We had a jackman fall one time, and then we had a tire get caught in the left rear. But in that last one, we made a big adjustment. We knew it was going to take a little bit longer, but we felt if we got the car right for Kyle, he would be able to do the rest, and that's what we did there.
Thank you, Mike. And Kyle, any questions for our race-winning team? We'll start with Reed.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Christopher said when he was in here that if he had to finish second to anybody, he would rather it be you. Given your history on dirt, and this is really the first time you've raced head-to-head that way on pavement, is that extra special, and is this good revenge for Turkey Night and Chili Bowl?
not Chili Bowl because we didn't really get to race it out. But, it's always fun to get to race Bell. He seems to beat me all the time in the dirt stuff, and then he edged me out there in qualifying, so we were pretty equal there, and we're always pretty equal when we're on dirt cars. He just seems to beat me to the lead, and then it's hard to get past him because he doesn't make any mistakes. So was cool though to get to race him there. That first stage felt like we were kind of dirt track racing there, swapping lanes and stuff. I was trying to take the air off him, and he got by, and I was able to get the top going, and whatever. But yeah, it was fun. I don't really know what happened to him the rest of the race. I thought he'd kind of be the guy to beat, or I'd have to battle the rest of the race after that first stage, but never really saw him much at the end, other than the short runs he was pretty good. But the long runs, I'm not sure what they were fighting. But anytime I get to race an Xfinity Series, I'm sure we'll be up front battling each other, so it'll be a lot of fun. And it'd be nice to see him kind of get to race heads up with Kyle Busch and the same equipment.
The center here.
Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. I'm curious now, Kyle, you said a bad pit stop made your car better. How in the world does that happen?
Well, it wasn't the bad pit stop that made my car better. It was the adjustments that they made during the bad pit stop, I guess. So they, they made the right call and freeing me up, which they had been trying to do. But yeah, it wasn't a bad pit stop that made my car better. We were just, you know, lucky enough that with the bad pit stop, we had our best handling, you know, run where I was able to get to the lead.
Stay in the center.
Hey, Kyle. Alan Snell here with LVSportsBiz.com. Congrats. I met you a few weeks ago on the
Thank
sponsor
you.
Story. Hey, I wanted to ask you, what was the reaction by DC Solar being a sponsor of you and you coming through with this race victory? And also, the company is the title sponsor for the Xfinity Series here in September. How did they react to your victory today?
Oh, they were, I mean, anytime you get a first win, it's exciting. So that was their first win in the Xfinity Series. They, you know, honestly, they probably should have won Talladega a couple years ago with Brennan Poole. But the way that, you know, that race plays out, I can't remember why they didn't win. You know, however the caution fell, whatever, they didn't win. But, yeah, so, you know, they were just really excited in victory lane, taking lots of pictures and all that. So, hopefully we can get them, you know, a bunch more wins. I think I've probably got, I don't know, five Xfinity races left on my schedule. But I think whenever Jamie runs, I think he's also DC Solar, possibly. So he'll be in next week at Phoenix, and they'll be really fast there. Phoenix is a great track for him. So it'll be neat to hopefully get them, you know, two wins in a row.
Any other questions for our winners?
Yep. Kyle, Alan Michaels from On Pit Road Racing. With cloudy skies today, cool temperatures and wind blowing, and it's supposed to be a little bit cool tomorrow. Reaction of the car on the track today, and what will you take forward into tomorrow's race?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The Cup cars are always so different. You know, so far, you know, at the test, I just ran, you know, the middle both ends. And then, you know, today I was kind of able to run the bottom a lot in the Xfinity cars, so I think with more rubber getting put down on the track during the Cup race, I think the top will get going really fast for a little while, and then I think it'll move back down the bottom. But I don't think, you know, cool temperatures or anything really, really matters. It's going to get slick regardless.
Any final questions for our race winners?
Any questions for Owen?
Any questions for Owen?
Who's going to win tomorrow?
Dada.
Oh,
yeah.
Not Larvik?
No.
Awesome. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Mike. Congratulations.